Welcome to the Inner and Outer Games Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you one of the top speakers in the world, Mr. Howard Berg. Howard, why don't you take it from here?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me. I wasn't sure, did you want to do an interview or do you want me to just speak?
Just speak.
Okay, that works for me. First, I want to thank everybody for coming. I know that you have a lot to do, and it's smart that you've taken time to be on this call. I've been a speaker for over 35 years, and I want you to know that one of the most important things any speaker can do is create product. And I'm not talking one program. I'm talking you should be making products every month on an ongoing basis. In the past, speakers used to get paid a lot of money, but today it's harder and harder to get those high-priced speaking engagements. If you're an ex-president, you could probably get a couple $100,000, but most of us, even good speakers, are making their money today speaking on stages and marketing their products and services. I've had days where I've made $90,000 working for free. I work for free every day for $90,000. So product is really the way to go. For many people, they have no idea how to go about making product. So I thought what I would do with my time today is share with you some strategies for creating unlimited amounts of product. And I'm talking everything, books, videos, audios, ebooks, webinars. It all could be done very, very effectively. In fact, at the same time, the key to doing it is pretty much what you're doing already as a speaker. When you're in front of most audiences, a lot of us are using PowerPoint and a projector. And we talk, the slides fly by. At the end of the program, we have a call to action if we have something, and that's how we make our living. Well, that same method could be used to create product. There's a product some of you may know about called Camtasia, Camtasia. Now, you can actually try it, I think, for 30 days for free, and they give you the full version. I can't recommend highly enough that every speaker needs to buy it, and I don't get paid for that. I just know that this will make many times over. It's fairly low cost. It's a little under $200 for a license, and you can use it for pretty much anything. But now imagine, instead of putting your screen through a projector, you turn on Camtasia, you get yourself a decent microphone, a good solid microphone for recording digital programs is a Yeti. That's Y-E-T-I, Yeti. And you can get it on Amazon for under $100. And it produces a really good quality. A lot of speakers are using analog mics. It's a mistake. You don't want a microphone that's analog when you're making a digital program. Then your computer has to convert the signal to digital, and it takes up some memory. If you're using a digital mic like a Yeti, then it's going in digital to be digital, and it's much less taxing on your machine, and you'll get a better quality audio. So now you're looking at your slides on your screen. You're doing the same presentation you're doing in front of a live audience, and you're talking into your Yeti microphone. And while this is taking place, Camtasia is recording your voice and the slides as if you were standing in front of a live audience. Now, when you're done, you've got this recording, which includes all of the material in your slides and your voice. And what can you do with that? Well, here's where it gets interesting. You could save it as an AVI file and make a DVD out of it. That's a file that has a lot of data in it, and it'll create a very high-quality video. You could save it as an MP4 file. You can also make a video out of that, but it's the best format for webinars, auto webinars, any marketing videos you want to do online. You want to use an MP4. It's the most universally used format, whether people have a Mac or a PC the MP4 file will be very comfortable for them to use. So now that you have your MP4 file, you can put it online, make it into an online video, an online downloadable program that you could sell, or you could use it as a video on a sales page or a squeeze page, where you're giving away a very important bonus people will want, something that has high value, something that they desperately can use, and don't charge for it. You want to have what's called an ascension ladder. You start off with a very inexpensive or preferably free product, program, or service. And the reason is people will buy from someone they know, like, and trust. They don't know you, they don't like you, and they don't trust you if you're not familiar to them. So how do you gain their love and their appreciation? You offer high quality free information, like I'm doing now, things that they can actually use and make money from and see immediate results from. And they say, you know what? This person actually knows what they're talking about. What else do they have? Over time, they convert to paying customers and buy you higher quality materials. And that's perfectly okay. So now you have this MP4. The other thing you could do is you could save it as an MP3. And here's where it gets interesting. The PowerPoints you originally used to make your program, you could save a PowerPoint as a PDF file. When you go to Save As inside of PowerPoint, one of your app options is PDF. And when you make it into a PDF, it becomes an activity book. And by the way, this is important. You never want to make a workbook. Nobody wants to work. Activity books are fun. Workbooks are work. The word work doesn't resonate well with most people. So you can say it's an activity book. It is a workbook. But calling it an activity book will get a better unconscious receptivity to this. So now you have the audio that was part of your video. And the audio works with the PowerPoint, and now you have an audio program with an activity book from the same work. The only real difference if you're making an audio version is first print out your activity book, because if people are using the audio, they won't see the slides. You have to say, turn to page one, and then you begin talking, and that's slide one. Then you can go, please turn to page two, and page two is slide two. That would be the main difference between strictly video and audio video, where you have to tell people what page in their activity book they can see what you're talking about. So now you've got your activity book or your PowerPoint, and you've got your audio program. Now here's where it gets interesting. I hear about speakers writing books, and it's taken me 6 months, it's taken me a year. My last book took 5 hours. How did I write a book in 5 hours? You take the audio from your video and you give it to someone to transcribe. There's a service called Fiverr, Fiverr.com. You could find transcribers there that are very inexpensive. You can go online and find them as well. And basically what they're going to do is take your audio and create a manuscript out of your audio. What is that manuscript? It's the first draft of your book. And where are the pictures that you're going to put in your book? The PowerPoints you originally used to create your video. So now you've got your book, and all you need to do is polish it up a little, smooth out the language. When we speak, we don't always use regular sentences. We might say, look, or see this. We use fragments that makes sense in front of an audience when there's a PowerPoint, but it may not sound as meaningful in text. So you want to smooth out the text so it flows more like a book, but essentially your speech or your talk becomes the first draft of your book. Now, ideally, I recommend making a book that's between 20 and 40 pages. You say, what kind of book is that? What kind of book that's going to make you money? Most writers do not make money. Stephen King made money. Jackie Collins, who I got to know on television, made money. Most writers are not going to make money with their book. So So you don't need to write a 400-page book. What you need to do is make a 30, 40-page ebook and put it on Amazon or give it away. Give the book away and make sure it's got something that people desperately want and need, and they need to sign up with their name and their email address to get your free book. And when they give you their information, you're building a list. And that's the single most important thing any speaker can do who wants to make a living as a speaker. Most speakers focus on their speaking business and they go broke. What you need to focus on is building your list. Your list is a marketable entity. At the end of your business, when you want to sell it, there's nothing to sell if you don't have a list. If you have a list, you could sell your business depending on what it's you're making for tens to hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars. But it's the list that's really valuable. And so you want to capture as many people as you can. So you write all these free ebooks and you give them away and you target specific niches. For example, I can write a reading program for parents of children who are homeschooled. I could write the same book for parents of children getting ready to go to college. Now, the content is similar, but the problems and the benefits and the reasons for getting it would be different. So I kind of call that the Oreo cookie approach to making a product. So how do you read fast? Well, whether you're a senior wanting to stay mentally fit, or you're a professional wanting to stay on top of your information, or you're a student who wants to graduate, or a parent who wants their child to graduate, reading fast is done the same way. What's different is I don't tell a 16-year-old they're going to be mentally fit when they're 88. They really don't care. And I don't tell an 88-year-old they're going to get a high grade on their ACT, SAT, and get a higher and going to finish college in a record amount of time. All those things are true. But the senior couldn't care less about college, and the 16-year-old couldn't care less about senility. Both people need the same program, but I have to present it in a different ebook with a different set of features and benefits. So you can repackage what you're creating over and over again. And when you're done, you have a video product, an audio product, and an ebook. Now, if you desperately want to make a book and you don't want a 30, 40-page book, then make a 30, 40-page book every day, and it's a chapter in your book. To me, a book is a series of articles that are interconnected. So chapter one may be how to read faster, and chapter two is how to use your hands, and chapter three is how to study, and it's all connected, but they could all be their own ebook. And so by creating a 30, 40-page ebook every day for 10 days, you just made yourself a full-size 200-300-page regular book. So you should find it much easier now to write books. My recommendation is don't do a lot of books. Books don't make money. You can sell a book for maybe $10, $15, $20, $30. I've seen books for $50 or $60, but they have to have tremendous value to the people buying them. You'll make a whole lot more money with an audio or video. For example, my reading book sold at one time for $6. My reading program sold for $297. How many $7 sales do I need to make $300 one sale on a video? People will pay you far more for video. They prefer it. The advantage of audio is they can play it in their car. And if you have a topic that will work well without an activity book being seen in front of them, audio could be a good option as well. So now suddenly you're a product making machine. Now, the next thing you want to do before you create your first product, before you make anything, go to Google and put in a keyword. Like I'll put in speed reading. And what it will do is pull up all of the people searching for speed reading. And you'll see how many people are actually looking for what you're interested in selling. And on the very, 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 very bottom of the page, there'll be what's called long tail searches. So instead of speed reading, you may have looked for reading faster, speed reading techniques, speed reading programs, speed reading lessons, and they're using that to find speed reading. Well, it's a lot easier to get a higher SEO on a word like speed reading techniques than it is on speed reading. And if you want to get more eyes on your free book and get more people to show up, you want to use some of these long tail keywords that are easier to get rankings on. Now, the trick here is you want to make a book that has an audience. How do you know there's an audience? You can see how many people are searching on that keyword. If you pick a keyword that has a decent sized audience that you can be competitive in, so you're not on page 64. You're on the first page where people will actually see you. And in that way, you don't create a book nobody wants. I had a friend, he made a book. He thought he was going to be rich. He wrote a book. It was a decent book, and he sold like 10 copies. Took him 2 years to write that book. And I tried to tell him, you would have been much better off recording it as an audio or recording it as a video. It would have taken you one day to record the whole book instead of 2 years to write it, and you might have actually made some money. So this is really, really important. Because when you're done at the end of your presentation, you must have something that people can get and find and use. And that's where you'll make all your money. Now, one of the other tips I want to give you on product is anytime you do a workshop or a speech or a presentation, you always begin with the end in mind. What is the end? The end is you want people to buy your program. And so the first slides you create are the slides on what you're going to do to sell that program. And your whole presentation has to be a funnel that guides people through the entire presentation to make one decision at the very end. I want this program. I need this program. This person can help me be more successful. They're solving the problem I need, and I never really thought that there was a solution for. And that's how you make your sale. So if you start at the beginning to think about where you want them to be at the end, you'll make a good living. One more strategy, and this is very, very important. Even if you're making product, you can still run into trouble. There are certain times of the year when speaking becomes less prominent, but for me in education, July, end of June is kind of dead. Nobody wants to learn. They're out of school. And so the secret is to have continuity. You want to not only sell a program, but you want to sell a coaching service or an ongoing lesson or something of value people will come back to over and over again. Keep it at a reasonably low price, $37, $47 a month. Now imagine over a year, you get 100 people to sign up for your program. I have a mastermind, and it's $47 a month. Well, 100 people at $47 a month is almost $5,000 a month. And that's if I do no workshops. And that's if I don't go on any stages. That's if I have zero sales doing anything else. If you want to be successful in speaking, you've got to have constant income. So you want to have products at different levels, an inexpensive free product, a modest priced product, something say $37 to $47. You can then go up to higher and higher prices. I have a bundle that's $5,000, but I'm teaching people how to teach my program. I'm licensing them. I'm letting them sell all my products. I'm even helping them with the marketing of the program and doing webinars for them to make the money back. So it's a low risk for them, and $5,000 to be put into a business that has a lot of profit margin isn't a lot of money. But you got to start somewhere. And it all revolves around product. Every workshop you do, every speech you do can be productized. And if it can't, you need to seriously think about what you're doing right now, because you'll never make a great living as a speaker unless what you're doing can be offered at the end in some form to people. Maybe you give them a good speech, like I just gave you a speech on how to make product. Now maybe you would like me to help you make a product. You'd like to co-make a product with me and have me make the product with you. That's done for you. People will pay more for that because they don't have to do as much and they'll make a lot of money. As a speaker, I don't care what something costs. I care about how much money it's going to make. It's going to make me more money than I'm paying. I'll pay $4,000 to make $100,000. I will want to pay $10 for something that makes a dollar. And so it's all about the value of what you offer and whether people can see that value. So that's basically what I wanted to share. I do have two free gifts. And one is tonight I'm doing a webinar on how to get on shows. I've been on over 1,100 shows. I have my own television show. Been in a lot of prominent publications like Forbes and Red Book and Men's Health. And I'm going to talk about how you could do that to brand yourself as the expert in your field as a speaker. If you go to fromhoward.com, that's fromhoward.com/media/media, you can attend it tonight at 8 p.m. Central Time. I'm doing another workshop next week on product creation. I have a lot more time I can do, and it will be a video so I can show you more of the techniques and specifics of how to use the software and how to make things work. And if you'd like to see that, and it's also free, it's from howard.com/mastermind. From howard.com/mastermind. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have before I finish. And Tanya, you may have some comments or questions as well.